It's been 4 years since a deadly explosion at an oil refinery shook the town of Anacortes. The question of who is responsible for 7 workers' deaths still hasn't been answered fully. Refinery owner Tesoro agreed to pay millions to families of the dead, but the company is fighting accusations that it willfully put its workers in harm's way. With multiple legal proceedings continuing to swirl around the accident, it remains unclear whether anyone will be held accountable for the human cost of Tesoro gasoline. Reporter John Ryan brings us part one of this KUOW investigation.
I'm calling the refinery.
Tesoro Main Gate, this is Dave.
This is Cindy at Skagit 911. Is everything okay out there?
No, we've had a small explosion and a fire. One moment. Say again? We're probably going to need some assistance out here. I don't have a whole lot of information.
That small explosion turned out to be the largest industrial accident in Washington State in half a century. 5 Tesoro workers died that day in April 2010. 2 others held on for several days before succumbing to their burns. After a 6-month investigation, state officials said Tesoro had willfully broken the law 39 times. They hit Tesoro with the biggest workplace safety fine in state history.
Gave Tesoro a $2.39 million fine, the largest penalty ever issued by the Department of Labor and Industries. In a statement,
that penalty made headlines, and it might sound like a strong deterrent to any company running a dangerous operation. But to a Fortune 100 company like Tesoro, a couple million is petty cash. The Texas firm brings in that much revenue in about half an hour. Still, Tesoro attorneys have appealed the penalties, and they've been fighting them for the past 3.5 years.
Okay, we're on the record. The purpose of the conference is to get a status and to move forward.
That's Judge Mark Jaffe. He rules on workplace safety cases for a little-known state agency. It's called the Board of Industrial Insurance Appeals. The appeals board does much of its work on the phone, with lawyers arguing on conference calls.
There is no good reason not to allow the department to take these depositions.
Last year, Judge Jaffe overturned all but 11 of Tesoro's 39 alleged willful violations of state law. He's also slashed more than 2/3 off that record fine. It's now down below $700,000 and could go lower. Jaffe's decisions aren't final yet. Lawyers are still duking it out over the phone, with attorneys for 2 Tesoro managers trying to delay the proceedings. Attorneys for the Department of Labor and Industries have been trying to speed things up. It's par for the course for major industrial accidents in the United States. Companies are often able to whittle down or at least delay the consequences of their unsafe workplaces. Judge Jaffe is expected to decide the Tesoro case sometime next year. His decision can be appealed to the 3-member board that he works for. Their decision can be appealed 3 more times, all the way to the state Supreme Court. Rick Gleason lectures on workplace safety at the University of Washington.
It takes a long, long time for these ultimately to be resolved.
Does that kind of leave people involved in one way or another in limbo for a long time?
Yes, it does. The appeals process can go on for many years.
Among the penalties that Judge Jaffe has overturned, 7 of them at $55,000 apiece for not providing appropriate fireproof clothing. 7 workers were tending to the superheated tank of petrochemicals when it blew up. Jaffe said there is no clothing appropriate for such a deadly explosion. Attorneys and spokespeople for Tesoro and for the state declined to be interviewed. Tesoro has owned the Anacortes refinery since 1998. Shell owned it before that. Within a year of the 2010 explosion, families of the victims sued both companies over the wrongful deaths of their loved ones. The big oil companies reached out-of-court settlements with the families. The details are still being negotiated, but a lawyer for the families says the oil companies have paid them about $39 million. The company's insurance will cover an undisclosed portion of the bill. You might be wondering why Tesoro would agree to pay out tens of millions of dollars but fight a much smaller fine. Apparently, several reasons.
It's about your national reputation.
Here's Rick Gleason again.
Anytime you get cited for a penalty, that becomes a public record, and anyone in the world can see all of the penalties listed, the fact that they were willful violations, not just serious. So it's the worst category.
The family's wrongful death lawsuit could have let a jury of Skagitonians decide whether Tesoro had willfully caused the deaths of 7 Skagit County residents.
So this was a case where, rather than allowing that to go to court and prove willful, deliberate negligence, they settled with the families.
The amount of cash now on the line before the Insurance Appeals Board is much smaller than Tesoro's original $2 million fine, but the company still faces one of the largest penalties in state history. The average fine for a serious workplace safety violation in Washington is just $760. That's about half the national average. Safety advocates have long complained that even the higher federal rates are too low to deter unsafe corporate behavior. Business groups argue that government should focus on helping prevent accidents rather than penalizing businesses after the fact. Whatever money the state does collect from Tesoro will go into a fund for widows and orphans of workplace accident victims. 65 people died on the job in Washington State last year. While Tesoro declined to comment for this story, its annual filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission says the penalty, quote, will not have a material impact on our financial position. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.
Good morning, I'm Bill Radke. It was Washington State's worst industrial accident in nearly 50 years.
Gadget 9-1, what's your emergency?
I'm trying to find out what's going on at the refinery.
You know, we don't know at this point, sir.
Well, all I can tell you is I live 2.5 miles from it, and the explosion was hard enough to rock my house, and there's one hell of a fire going there.
That explosion in 2010 at the Tesoro refinery in Anacortes killed 7 workers. 4 years later, no one has been held publicly accountable for the 7 deaths. As KUOW's John Ryan reported yesterday, state efforts to penalize Tesoro have stalled. To improve worker safety, the federal government is wielding a tool it rarely uses, criminal prosecution of one of America's biggest corporations. Here's part two of our KUOW investigation.
The Justice Department and the Environmental Protection Agency are pursuing the criminal investigation of the Tesoro blast. That investigation has been under wraps since it began more than 3 years ago. Unlike most legal proceedings, what happens before a federal grand jury stays before the grand jury. When an industrial disaster gets discussed in public, all the players seem to agree on one thing. Workplaces should be safer than they are, whether it's labor.
That is our ultimate goal. To assure that all workers go home at the end of the day in the same condition as they arrived.
Or industry.
No incident is acceptable. Our industry takes every incident seriously.
Or government.
I hope that our investigation can lead to changes to help prevent such tragedies in the future.
Those comments all came at a public meeting in Anacortes in May. That was when the U.S. Chemical Safety Board finished its long overdue report on the Tesoro blast. Herschel Jans was at that meeting too, but he didn't share the official optimism. His son, Lou, died in that explosion.
Accidents are going to continue to happen. That's just the way it is with the oil industry, the paper industry, Boeing, or whatever. You can't totally eliminate accidents or fatalities.
Lou Jans was part of a team trying to restart a piece of corroded equipment. That heat exchanger had been operating for decades without being inspected for the type of corrosion that caused it to explode. Lou Jans had 2 daughters and a fiancé when he died. Here's his father.
I miss that boy as much tonight as I did 4 years ago. And I'll miss him if I live 40 years from now. I will miss him just as much. There is just no closure.
It's not just the grief that goes on. State and federal efforts to get to the bottom of the blast have dragged on for years. Delays in the federal investigation have stalled efforts to make the nation's refineries safer. Local anger at those delays led Chemical Safety Board investigator Mark Griffin to apologize.
4 years is way too long, and the CSB needs to do better.
Like other companies that trade on the stock market, Tesoro is required to disclose potential risks to its investors. The company's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission have revealed the ongoing criminal investigation. We don't know whether prosecutors are going after the company as a whole or individual employees, but we do know that the Justice Department has focused on 2 Tesoro managers, Inspection Supervisor Chuck Bowers and Metallurgical Engineer James McVeigh.
But I'm optimistic that at the end of a process that Mr. McVeigh's status may very well change from subject or target to that of witness.
That's McVeigh's attorney, John Wolf. He's speaking in a phone hearing before a judge with a little-known state agency that hears appeals of workplace safety fines. In these hearings, Tesoro has chipped away at its $2 million fine, and lawyers for McVeigh and Bowers have said they want their clients left out of the appeal for the time being, because if their clients are asked to testify, they would plead the 5th to avoid possible federal charges.
Again, it's the same type of speculation that we've had for months on end.
That's Brian Dew speaking in the same hearing. He represents the Department of Labor and Industries. He's frustrated that the manager's attorneys are delaying the state's efforts to penalize Tesoro.
If the witnesses want to take the 5th, that's entirely their privilege. And if that's what happens, that's what happens. That's the risk the department is willing to take.
The workplace safety judge put proceedings on hold until this week to give Bowers and McVeigh time to negotiate with federal prosecutors in the criminal case. Neither Bowers nor McVeigh has been charged with any crime in connection with that case. Rick Gleason teaches workplace safety at the University of Washington. He says criminal sanctions are extremely rare when it comes to industrial accidents.
Willful, deliberate negligence.
Of the sort that might result in a criminal penalty.
That's very, very, very hard to prove. And in the last 103 years, that may have only been proven 7 or 8 times in the entire state of Washington.
It's only a misdemeanor to violate federal workplace safety laws. That's even if a worker is killed. So prosecutors are attempting to go after Tesoro under federal environmental laws. They're much tougher. It was just 2 weeks before the Tesoro blast when the nation's top workplace safety official told a congressional hearing his agency needed a bigger hammer.
Employers who refuse to comply with safety and health standards will think again if there's a chance they will go to jail.
David Michaels is head of OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
Serious OSHA violations that result in death or serious bodily injury should be felonies like insider trading, tax crimes, or customs and antitrust violations.
Michaels testified in support of a law that would toughen the penalties for endangering people doing their jobs. It died in committee. Tesoro declined to be interviewed for this story, but the company did issue a statement saying it's improved safety in Anacortes in a variety of ways in the past 4 years. Tesoro says Anacortes is now best of class in the refinery industry. It's one area where labor and management agree. Anacortes steelworker Steve Gary says his employer is doing a much better job of inspecting and fixing its old equipment than it did before the explosion.
With regulators looking over their shoulder, as they are now, that's a good thing for us, a safer situation for us right now. And we're concerned that the employer may begin to go back to their old ways once the oversight ends.
Gary says Tesoro's improvements in Anacortes don't mean the nation's other refineries have gotten safer.
There's simply too many injuries, too many fatalities throughout this industry, all over the country.
The Justice Department has less than a year to bring any criminal charges in connection with the Anacortes explosion. The 5-year statute of limitations runs out in April. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.